excellent. Congratulations, I must say.
Thank you. Cheers.
Excellent. How does it feel to reach League Two?
Yeah, it probably hasn't sunk in yet. An unbelievable achievement. I'm just so pleased with the whole club, the supporters, the board, the staff, the players. It's been a huge group effort. We've been working extremely hard in the last 3-4 months to try and get us over the line. We managed to do that yesterday. And I'm sure it'll sink in the next couple of days.
Do you think the fans being there had an impact on your win?
It's certainly been the missing piece of the jigsaw season. We've had some great performances and some great wins. And we really wanted the supports there to be there with us, and unfortunately haven't been. So for the timing of yesterday to try and get us over the line and them being there, I think it certainly had a real boost for the players. And we're so pleased that they could join in the celebrations with us afterwards.
Is there a League Two side you're looking forward to facing?
I probably wouldn't say there's a standout one. I haven't really looked too far in it, but you know there's some ex-Premier League ones in there. Oldham's and Swindon's have come down, and Bradford City's a massive ground there. So, yeah, there'll be some great games for us, I'm sure, next season.
What adaptations are you making to prepare for League Two?
Nothing myself just yet. I mean, behind the scenes, all the volunteers within the club, I know, have been looking at the pitch and putting the grass down and moving floodlights or changing floodlights, all different stuff that has to go on to make sure we're an EFL club. But as a manager of the football club, I've just got to concentrate on the players and the squad, and I'll get to work on that in the next couple of days.
Can you tell us any more about the pitch renovations and how the club is going to have to work around the extra cost? And will it still be open for some community use?
I don't believe it will be open to community use as much as it's being used. I'm not sure exactly what type of pitch they're talking about putting down. I don't know whether there will be some limited hours that the community still be able to use it. As I said, I've really been concentrating in the last few months of just focusing on the next training session, the next game, trying to get the next result. And I haven't really spoken or looked too much into the pitch. I believe it's getting now ripped up, and I think next Monday, and they're hoping to have a new grass or a hybrid pitch laid for us by the start of August, mid-August, when we hopefully have our first home game.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to mention?
No, I think that's great. I think it's an unbelievable achievement for the football club, and I'm so pleased and proud that we've managed to get over the line and do it. I'm delighted for Bruce Elliott, the chairman, and the whole board, and I can't wait to see all our supporters back for the first ever game at Sutton United playing in the Football League.